wooden thing that they used to have crackers in or something.
What do you mean? Is that a crock? What are those
things called? Well, you know, a big, this big, and you can, some people now make chairs out of them.
Oh, barrels.
Okay. If you had some water and you wanted to pour it into a narrow neck bottle, you'd have to have what?
A funnel.
Okay. For driving horses or something like that, what would you pop over their heads to make them go?
A whip.
Okay. When you go to the grocery store, they put your groceries in a what when you leave?
In a cart.
Okay, but they put them in a something.
Oh, grocery bag.
Okay, and it's made out of what?
Brown paper.
Okay. What about a bag made out of cloth? What would you call that? Would that be a bag too, or would it be something else?
Made out of cloth, like a flour bag.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's called a flour sack.
Okay. What if it's made out of burlap?
Let's see, what would be a burlap sack? I don't know.
Okay.
I never noticed that.
If the light burns out, you might have to put in a new what?
Light bulb.
Okay. A wicker thing that you might carry eggs or something in would be what?
Basket.
Okay. And a small, something like a barrel, except smaller. Nails come in at some.
Oh, a keg.
Okay. What are the things called in the old days that the women used to wear under their skirts to make them stand out?
A hook.
Okay. And a soft, sort of spongy wooden thing that you might stick in the top of a bottle to keep the
cork.
Okay. What about a musical instrument that a person puts up to his lips and blows through to make music?
Harmonica.
Okay, and if he holds it against his teeth and flips it this way?
I don't know.
Okay.
What is that?
A Jew's harp. Some people call them a Jew's harp. It's Jews, JEW'S, but most people call it juice as if it were JUICE, Jew's harp.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need to drive a nail in? A
hammer.
Okay. Do you happen to know what the long front part of a wagon is called?
No, I don't. What is it?
The tongue.
Hmm.
I'm going to skip on. What do you have to do if you were going to plant a garden? You'd have to break up the ground. You'd have to use a what?
Oh, well, you have to prepare the bed. I'm in the midst of that now in the backyard. I guess you use a hoe.
Okay. On a big farm where a farmer has something that he does that with, he hitches horses to it and does what?
That would be a plow.
Okay. A thing that you might put wood on to saw it.
Sawhorse.
Okay. And when you work on your hair, you do what to it this way?
Comb.
Okay, or?
Brush.
Okay. What about in the old days, something that the men sharpened razors on?
I think they refer to that as a razor strap.
Okay. I usually use this in reference to a rifle, but it struck me last night that a tape would be just about the same thing. It's something either that you put in a rifle to shoot it, or tape. These 8-track tapes come in them nowadays.
Cassette?
No, the 8-track ones. Did you ever hear the term cartridge?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Would you like for me to say that?
Yeah.
Cartridge.
A thing that children play on that one gets on each end and it goes up and down this way.
It's a seesaw.
Okay, and if you saw two of them doing it, you would say they are?
They're riding the seesaw.
Okay. You're familiar at all with the term flying Jenny?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
She asked me. It's, a cotton gin, is that what it was?
No, a flying Jenny. It's a child's toy.
Oh, no, I don't know what it is.
It's something like a seesaw that it's got a peg in the middle.